Biblical Hebrew words, sentences, verses, chapters, and books have an important role in Scripture, but the real key is how they assemble to unlock Bible meaning and reveal the purpose of God. Hello. Welcome to The Explanation with Sam Kneller. This episode, Unlock Bible Meaning, What You've Learned from Seven Keys Mastery So Far, comes from the course Unlock Bible Meaning with Seven Keys to Master Biblical Hebrew from TheExplanation.com. Unlock Bible Meaning, What You've Learned from Seven Keys Mastery So Far. You think you've just learned the seven keys to master Biblical Hebrew. That's already a victory. But in fact, you've learned to unlock a whole lot more. Unlock Bible meaning. That's what you're doing. I want you to grasp the big picture. This is not just a method for a method's sake. Being ready and equipped to unlock Bible meaning reveals answers to the big questions in life. God's purpose, the process He's put in place for humankind on earth, and where you and I fit into this incredible picture. Furthermore, how you're beginning to unlock Bible meaning is the most important starting point in your journey to understand God's purpose for you. Why? Because it's the first 5 minutes of the story where the author introduces all the characters and locations. It's the plot of the story, the very crux of why God created earth and placed humans here. No other place but in Genesis is this scenario played out with such chronology and precision. Understanding Genesis will unlock Bible meaning. All these seven keys to unlock Bible meaning are directly related to the usage of Biblical Hebrew words. Here's a summary of what we've covered. It looks piecemeal, and it does resemble pieces of a puzzle, but I'll show you how we assemble them to give us a brief outline of God's purpose. Key 1. Biblical Hebrew words have many meanings. The first lesson. Bible translations multiply the number of translated words. Second. Key 1. Biblical Hebrew words have various meanings. The third lesson. Nimrod's Devarim. His cause of opposition to God. Fourth, God's Devarim, discover an example of multiple meanings. Fifth, Strong's Concordance reveals multiple meanings. Amazing, why? Lesson 6, Light and Darkness Divided, exercise, your turn to study. Seventh, God divided the light from the darkness. Exercise and solution. Eighth and final lesson of key 1. Distinguish between light and dark. Perceive wise teaching. Key 2. Biblical Hebrew words have contradictory meanings. Lesson 1. Contradictory meaning for a unique Biblical Hebrew word. Second lesson. Subdue land to bring rest. Epic contradictory meanings. Third. Replenish. Filling up. Now discover the alarming contrary. And fourth and final lesson of key 2. Value of Strong's Concordance in understanding key 2. Key 3. biblical Hebrew words have concrete and abstract meanings. First lesson. Concrete and abstract meaning reveal two times better understanding. Second lesson. Original Hebrew alphabet, 22 A+ concrete symbols. 3. In the beginning, first Bible word sets spectacular stage. Fourth lesson. Evening, morning, day, night. The powerful abstract meanings. And fifth and final lesson of key 3. Value of strong for key 3. Highlighting concrete and abstract. Key 4. Biblical Hebrew words have literal and figurative meanings. The first lesson. Literal and figurative meaning of Biblical Hebrew. Ultra important. Second. Darkness and deep reveal extraordinary figurative meaning. Third lesson. Practice makes perfect. Literal and figurative, easy exercises. Fourth. Awesome figurative language of biblical Hebrew word water. And fifth and final lesson of key 4. Noah's flood prefigures literal and figurative death by fire. Key 5. Biblical Hebrew names and nouns have meanings. Lesson 1. Names in the Bible have amazing meaning. Lesson 2. Adam and Eve story is an amazing tale of earth and life. Lesson 3. Meaning of male in Biblical Hebrew. Startling revelation. 4. Meaning of female in Biblical Hebrew. Awesome understanding. And finally, lesson 5. I need your help. I've helped you. Now it's your turn. Key 6. Biblical Hebrew words have roots. First lesson. Master Hebrew roots, the basis of Biblical Hebrew. Second, darkness and deep correspond to Tohu Vabohu in Genesis 1, verse 2. Third, God did garnish the heavens. What is the amazing meaning? And finally, the fourth lesson in key 6. Why Strong's Concordance is a valuable Bible study tool. Key 7. Upcoming, the final key. Biblical Hebrew words tell stories. The first lesson. Biblical Hebrew word stories. Amazing key to understanding. The second lesson. The eye-opening story of the Biblical Hebrew word Sabbath. And finally, the third lesson. 7 keys open astounding meaning of the Hebrew word Jerusalem. Chronological order reveals God's purpose for humankind and earth. We're not just studying words haphazardly. There's rhyme and reason. We've only seen about 20 words in this course, focusing on the methods to master their comprehension. When we apply this method, using the Bible tools at unlockbiblemeaning.com to all the words in the first chapters of Genesis, the understanding of God's purposes shoots through the roof. That's what the 7 books of the Explanation series does. Here's God's purpose in a nutshell. It starts with creation. From key 6, when we discussed garnish from the book Job. This chronology of God's purpose continues in Genesis 1, verse 1. The conflicting conundrum of a good God creating a royal pavilion and the tohu vabohu that reigned on earth prior to the seven-day creation. Key 3, the beginning, and keys 4 and 6, darkness and deep, from Genesis 1, verse 2. Then, the appearance of humans. The minimum basics about humankind and gender. We still have much to learn about the whys, whats, and wherefores. But we've made an in-depth start with key 5 when we discussed male and female in Genesis 1, verse 27, and Adam and Eve in Genesis 1, 26 and 3:20. We learned the meanings. Then, the way of life of humans. We've learned the role humans are to play on earth. We've noted that their purpose, given 6,000 years ago, is identical to the two major problems humankind is grappling with today: social issues, from family to government, and planet-wide environmental issues. And these are covered in the words subdue in Genesis 1, verse 28, and replenish in Genesis 1, 28 as well. Then we learned that for humankind, there are two ways to follow. Before humankind, there are two paths, God's way and Nimrod's way. They are separate ways, no mixing and juggling. We have free will to choose which path we want. And we saw light and darkness totally divided, and water and how it can save and destroy. Then for the two ways, we saw God's Devarim and Nimrod's Devarim. The next purpose of God is He calls. God calls. God's message has been and is available since the dawn of time. It is up to each of us to distinguish the light in the dark. It's a process where in the dark of night, humankind inquires, seeks answers, but in the wrong place, we can come to God's light of day. And this calling is exemplified by distinguish between light and dark, which we saw in Genesis 1, verse 5, and evening, night, morning, and day, and their meanings from Genesis 1, verse 5. After God calls, He punishes and saves. God does intervene when humankind goes over the brink. There is a result of evil doing and righteous doing. Destruction and salvation are opposite sides of the same coin. And we saw this with the meaning of Noah's flood in Genesis 7, verses 18 through 23. God's purpose. We are going to conclude with two examples in key 7. Biblical Hebrew words tell stories. Remember, each word is a piece of the puzzle. In English, a word is a word. Bethlehem, Nazareth, and Jerusalem are names, but they mean nothing more than identifiers of cities to most English speakers. In biblical Hebrew, these pieces assemble together to form a very instructive picture, so long as you have the correct contours of the pieces. Pieces of a puzzle only fit together if the edges interlace with those of the pieces around it. similarly with biblical Hebrew words. I will show you how two words tell the whole story of God's purpose for humankind here on earth. To conclude this course with Key 7, we'll discuss the Hebrew meaning of Sabbath and Jerusalem. And following these three final lessons, because it's the end of the year, I'll tell you the story of Bethlehem, Egypt, Nazareth, and Jerusalem, the life itinerary of Jesus Christ, why God predicted it hundreds of years prior to our Savior's first coming, and the incredible lessons the biblical Hebrew teaches us through these pieces, these words, and these names. Through 20 words, we're already constructing an outline of God's purpose for humankind on earth. Sure, it's sketchy at the moment. Just like a 1,000-piece puzzle with only the first 20 pieces in the outline. This study isn't an overnight project. It's a lifetime undertaking. And even then, there'll be enough left over for a second life. Revealing the depth of meaning in Scripture. The essential is to get started and unlock Bible meaning. Continue to follow this eye-opening text and video course. All the Bible study tools for this course are freely available online at theexplanation.com. Let's unlock Bible meaning with the 7 keys to master biblical Hebrew and reveal the explanation.